Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today on the show, we'll speak with some of the activists who organized protests last weekend in Detroit and Grand Rapids and how they're feeling about who showed up after dark. But first, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has rolled back some significant restrictions on businesses and gatherings yesterday. This was a huge relief for some people, but the announcements came along with some caveats that left huge gray areas about how commerce and social life will go forward. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations, and he was there when the news dropped. Hi, Rick.
Hi, April.
Wow, it's like someone flipped the switch and suddenly you can go out to dinner, you can send the kids to day camp, you can go to parks and stores. What tipped the balance? Did Governor Whitmer say it was definitely infection rates or other measures too?
Well, to use the phrase that everyone is using, is that we are flattening the curve, that we're not seeing the rates of infections cascading at the rate that they were. Although I would, and I suspect Governor Whitmer would quibble with the phrase flip the switch. It's being phased in. It's not like you can go and do that today, that it's early next month, and then we measure how things are going.
Right. And there's, just to put it in context, the governor has a 6-phase plan for reopening. And this
exactly.
would put us to phase 4, I guess, by mid-June, if all goes well.
Okay. Yes. And then the idea is that if everything goes as well, that we will have the economy completely or almost completely reopened, with some safeguards by July 4th.
So can you recap maybe a few things that are not reopening? I understand I'm still out of luck on that haircut.
Yes, you are still out of luck on the haircut. And the rationale for that is, for example, people can go back to the dentist, but they can't get a haircut. And that's one of the big examples that I'm seeing online. And the explanation for that is that if you go to the dentist, that is a licensed healthcare professional, that they have to use sterilization procedures that make sure that just as a part of their regular way of doing business, that they don't pass along infections that do not exist in the rules required of barber shops and hair salons.
Right. The governor stressed that individual cities and counties can and should make their own rules if they would like to be more strict. Do you know of any examples who might have taken her up on that?
I am not, although in fairness, I haven't been following that as closely as maybe a lot of local journalists have. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's not a matter of the state says that unless we say you can do this, then you can't. It's now the state is saying that here are a few restrictions that are still in place with the possibility that they may be lifted, or if things go in the wrong direction, that new restrictions may be imposed. But it's a much less restrictive environment in terms of how people can make plans as to what they might want to do.
Health officials have been saying since day one that you can't reopen without solid plans for contact tracing. Do we know if the state is fully mobilized for that?
No, the state is not fully mobilized for that. Is that we're still ramping up. That as we are taping this, April, Governor Whitmer is among a group of governors testifying before Congress. And the explanation is that we are not ready. We need to keep improving this very complicated system that includes training people, includes explanations as to how do you contact people and ask them to share information that maybe they don't want to share, that seems like an invasion of privacy, especially if they're not following every single rule that's been recommended. And so are we all the way there? No, but we're close enough to there that in Michigan, at least, the governor is saying that we can take the next step.
Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief from Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, April.